In America, you have the right to remain silent. You also have the right to an attorney.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford one, one will be provided for you.
Well, that's how it is in the movies. If you can't afford an attorney, we'll get you one for free. The Constitution guarantees a right to a lawyer, but more and more states are charging criminal defendants in order to get access to a defense. Good defense. In some states, only if you can pay. Is that defensible? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 5th. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in today and tomorrow for John Hockenberry. I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm here, of course, with Celeste Headlee in New York. Good morning, Celeste.
And we're going to have a very interesting discussion about what many people think is a basic constitutionally protected right in a moment. But first, let's get a check of the morning's top news. We'll start with the latest developments in the European terror plot. German officials say they have concrete evidence that at least 70 Germans have undergone paramilitary training in Pakistan, and about a third of them have now returned to Germany. That comes the same day that a U.S. drone attack reportedly killed five German militants in the tribal regions of Pakistan. German security analyst Amalthy Versten tells the BBC the Germans may be following a familiar pattern.
Some of those who possibly have been killed last night came from the Hamburg region. And some of them attended the mosque, the very same mosque that Mohammed Atta and other hijackers from September 11 attended.
While all that is going on, there's trouble on another front as well. Continued trouble. Another attack this morning on an oil tanker carrying fuel for NATO troops in Afghanistan near the Pakistani border. There have been five attacks on supply convoys since last week's border closure.
And with that in mind, the U.S. military is ordering less dependence on fossil fuels. A marine company in southern Afghanistan is now carrying solar tents and solar chargers for equipment. That makes them the first company to take renewable technology into the battle zone. Meanwhile, the offensive in Kandahar continues. Roadside bombs killed three NATO troops near the city this morning, raising this month's death toll in Afghanistan to 11.
Would-be Times Square bomber Faisal Shahzad faces life in prison when he's sentenced today in federal court in New York. Shahzad pleaded guilty in June to trying to detonate a Nissan Pathfinder stuffed with faulty explosives. And the 33 miners trapped underground now for 2 months in Chile could be rescued as early as this weekend. Huzzah! Engineers say a drill is now only 160 yards from the men.
And it's Nobel Prize season. Two Russian-born scientists have won the Nobel Prize in physics this morning. They were cited for their experimental work with a particular form of carbon. And in a surprise move, Japan's central bank cut its key interest rate to almost zero this morning. That may be moving markets in Asia and Europe. Asian and European markets are up this morning. Futures are up as well. The Dow gets underway at 10,751. The S&P opens at 1,137. And the NASDAQ opens today at 2,023.44. Well, coming up this morning, we talk with author Danielle Evans. At 26 years old, she's created a collection of short stories filled with African Americans who are tired of talking about race. She joins us later this hour to talk about her book.
Well, you remember, Todd, that we were having this discussion connected with Mark Zuckerberg and the movie The Social Network.
Of course, yeah.
About, you know, what people have accomplished at 26 and what they haven't.
Right.
Danielle Evans has accomplished a ridiculous amount of things at 26.
She should have called in.
There was actually one review that said, I really hope Danielle Evans is a nice person because otherwise people are really going to hate her for being so good at writing. In any case, we're going to be talking with Danielle Evans later on this hour. But first, we're going to get a look at how everybody's doing what they can to make ends meet. That includes our legal system. But are we ending up weakening our right to legal defense, our right to counsel? We're going to talk about this in just a moment.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.